This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Look, if you head up to Facebook, we've got a live Facebook feed going on there. You can get involved with people smarter than I am in that Facebook feed. You also have... we have a live chat room going on the website, therealside.com. Again, there you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there as well. I like to give you guys as many opportunities as possible to interact with each other. No, seriously. Because I'll catch in what you're talking about, something that I missed, maybe something the guest said or something that was said during the interview. Or the article that I'm reading or working with. And I don't know. It just makes more sense. Makes more sense to have more eyes on it. All right. So we'll get back to the Women's March and all that fun stuff that was going on there as well. But I love this stuff. I mean, I love when the freedom from religion freaks go out of their minds. And I guess, you know, the name of Jesus was used more times in the inauguration ceremony there that had been used in 8 years prior. Get my drift. Pardon me for my coffee, my tea breaks. And, you know, we always hear about how from the freedom of religion freaks that religion was never meant to be part of our government, that our government leaders never wanted religion to be part of anywhere in our heritage, if you would. Anywhere part of our process. And if they would just do their homework, if they would just take a few minutes to go listen, I mean, find out exactly what our founding fathers wanted, what they thought about God and this country and the nation. If you would just do a little homework, you'd find out that our nation's history is full of examples of expressions of faith in public life. Almost every one of them. If I'm wrong, just tell me I'm wrong. I say I'm easy. Of state constitutions gives glory to God. Talks about the supreme being, the Almighty. Some of them even mention Christ by name. So you can't just sit there and say it doesn't exist. It's not real. They didn't want it. Well, if they didn't want it, you have 50 states that are totally confused. And our founding fathers had no clue what lack of religion meant. Now, Americans have long believed that civic ceremonies such as presidential inaugurations should include religious activities. Now, a lot of these groups that have recently raised a lot of noise and objections over these really need to go back to the beginning and find out what our founding fathers had in mind, what they did, what they were doing. There's no historical foundation. They can draw nothing out of any of these early inaugurations and or ceremonies that left God out. Let me give you a little brief history here. How's this? Now, constitutional experts abound at George Washington's inauguration. Now, the inaugurate himself was a sign of the Constitution. Think about this. So George was one of the ones there. One-fourth of the members of Congress that organized and directed the inauguration also had been delegates to the Constitutional Convention. So I would imagine, I'm just guessing here, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I would just guess with all these constitutional experts, and experts simply by the fact that they put their hand to it and they helped write it, not because they've been studying it all their lives, they wrote it. You'd think they would know what was constitutional and what wasn't, right? Now, the first inauguration occurred on April 30th, 1789, at the Federal Hall in New York City. Now, the city served as the nation's capital for a while. Extensive preparations for the event were made by Congress with the cooperative help of a body of 14 clergymen, including ministers from different denominations and one rabbi. Now, think about that. For a group of guys that were not interested in having God anywhere in the picture, man, they was confused people, don't you think? I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. You can't hide it. It's there. It's history. So the local papers reported that on the morning of the day, not local papers, right? Not the Republican Party. Not the Tea Party people. Well, some of them are, I guess. On the morning of the day on which our illustrious president will be invested with his office, the bells will ring at 9 o'clock when the people may go up to the house of God and in a solemn manner commit to the new government, with important train of consequences, to the holy protection and the blessing of the Most High. An early hour is prudently fixed for the particular act of devotion and is designed wholly for prayer. Well, wait a minute. I thought these guys wanted nothing to do with religion. Somebody's tricking me here. As the day proceeded, things appeared to be moving smoothly, but as the parade carrying Washington by horse-drawn carriage was nearing Federal Hall, someone realized that no Bible had been obtained for administering the oath. Now, today this wouldn't be a problem, right? Some civic officials would just, whatever, I'll just swear to God and we don't need no Bible. In the Christian West, though, oath-taking had long been held as innately religious. What do you swear on? How do you swear that you're going to... You're swearing on yourself. Come on, think about that for a second. We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. But I mean, seriously. You're taking an oath and swearing to yourself. And if I have to do that, you're in a lot of trouble. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit in real style. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendomite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Back. Mike Pompeo is our new CIA director.
Born as Senate, what, 66 yay, 32 nay.
So we don't need to. I mean, some of the Dems may. I don't want to make this sound bad. Some of the Dems may play ball. You know, maybe they're seeing the light that their team is in trouble and playing more hardcore. Partisan politics is not going to work, right? You know? And anyway, it just, I'm sorry. I got the TV off to my left and I saw the vote come up. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, we were talking about that thing that nobody likes to talk about. Religion. Religion and politics. I'm so tired, you know, and it happens all the time. And I love pushing back. It makes me really happy. I actually enjoy it. And I love, and it isn't because I want to say, hey, my God's right and your God's wrong. It's like the one woman, one of the signs said, my vagina is stronger than your God. I'm thinking, oh, how the devil has you deceived, lady. What you don't know. So hung up on sex and all this sexual garbage and all this PC garbage, you just can't see the truth. Anyway, but all these freedom from religion freaks who keep talking about how, you know, you cannot mix religion and politics. You cannot have an intrusion of any kind of religion in the government. Well, apparently a lot of the signers of the Constitution were unaware. Because when George Washington did his inauguration, remember, he was one of the signers. He was one of the people that was at the Continental Congress, right? One-fourth of the members of the Congress that organized and directed the inauguration were delegates at the Continental Convention, Constitutional Convention. They were part of writing this thing. They debated this thing. Do you think they would have known if they were stepping over the line? What do you think? So if we're supposed to use examples for the law, then you people who say that this country should have nothing to do with religion, you are just flat out wrong. I hate to tell you. You may have to go back to history class, and a non-left-leaning history class at that. Bells rang at 9 o'clock in the church houses all over the place. People were to go to the house of God. People were asked to go to the house of God in a solemn manner to commit the new government with its important train of consequences to the holy protection and blessing of the Most High. Sounds like a religious thing to me. That first hour was supposed to be nothing but prayer, no politics. When somebody figured out that there was no Bible, as George was moving towards Federal Hall where he was going to be sworn in, somebody had to go find a Bible. Now, in the Christian West, oath-taking had long been held to be innately religious activity. Many, 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 many early colony and state laws require oaths to be taken on the Bible. Some states even specify that they were to take the oath on the holy evangelists of Almighty God, that is, the Bible. They call it out specifically, but with special emphasis on the Gospels, requiring also routinely stipulated that, so help me God, be part of the official oath. So our founding fathers had no problem with it. The people who wrote the Constitution had no problem with it. The people who went on years after the Constitution was written had no problem with it. Only later on, as the atheists got louder and the Christians got quieter, did it become a problem. So, with this as a standard practice for oath-taking, the Bible was certainly needed, so Parade Marshal Jacob Morton hurried off and soon returned with a large 1767 King James Bible. The inaugural ceremony, yeah, that would have been good, huh? Kind of time travel thing back then. Anyway, I digress. The inaugural ceremony was conducted on the balcony at the Federal Hall, with a huge crowd gathered below to watch the proceedings. The Bible was laid upon a crimson velvet cushion held by Samuel Otis, Secretary of the U.S. Senate. New York Chancellor Robert Livingston and administered the oath of office. He was one of five-man committee charged with drafting the Declaration of Independence, but before he could affix his signature to the document, he was called back to New York to guide his state through the Revolution. Now, because Livingston was the highest-ranking judicial official in New York, he was chosen to administer the oath to President Washington. Now, think about this. You had Vice President John Adams. You had future Supreme Court Chief Justice John Jay. And Generals Henry Knox and Philip Schuyler. You think somebody would have said, hey, wait a minute. What's with the Bible? Oh, no. We have to have a separation of religion and this kind of thing. We can't do this. This is wrong. Do you understand how far we've gone? How far backwards we've gone? We wonder why we're running all the trouble that we run into, or we're having all the trouble that we're having. You guys just not get it? I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny or lighthearted or any of that. No, seriously.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I'm tired of how easily we fold. Now, not some of you listening, so if it doesn't pertain to you, then guess what? It doesn't pertain to you, all right? It really is that simple, people. Don't get crazy on me. But don't stop this. Stop giving up. And stop telling me I have a job, I can't get in trouble. I'm not telling you to proselytize at your job or to push this stuff at your job. But, man, when you're sitting there having lunch with some coworkers and they start going off on stupid stuff, hey. Do you know what our founding fathers stood for? Do you know what happened at the first inauguration? They were called to an hour's worth of prayer before. Can you imagine if that was done today? Can you imagine if Trump's people came out, Mike Pence said, hey, listen, an hour before the inauguration, we would love it if the country from coast to coast would get together and pray for this new administration. Pray for what's about to happen here. We really would find it. Yeah, are you nuts? They would pop eyeballs all over the place, wouldn't they? The left, that is. Anyway, so when it comes to taking the oath, Washington placed his hand upon the Bible, which had been opened at random to Genesis 49, raised his right hand, and swore to faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States, and would, to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Then guess what he did? He picked the Bible up, he kissed the Bible, and he said, so help me God. Amazing, isn't it? And he didn't get impeached. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Come on, some of you remember this song, you're old enough.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to talk about Ashley Judd in a few minutes. You know, you used to have to be a licensed clinical psychiatrist to be able to see people like that. Now we put them on stage. You know what I'm saying? It's just wonderful. I know when we come back from the break, some of you guys want me to jump back in, but I can't. I get pulled aside. I see stuff like that. They got her back up on stage, but we are going to talk about her later. All right, back to you freedom from religion freaks. I hope you all eventually come to the knowledge of Christ. I really do. I really hope that someday you have that same relationship that I have, and others. Others have better relationships than I do. I'm not perfect. But I really do wish someday that you'll come to the knowledge. I think that'd be great. But in the interim, in the meantime, I'm just going to keep shoving this stuff down your throat because you don't have to listen to me. There's 3,000 other stations you can listen to. And now, you know, I used to say last week, I've got to change some of my phrases now. I used to say, if you want to hear somebody bashing an Obama, there's 3,000 other stations out there that are doing that. 3,000 other commentators. You don't need me doing that, too. I can't add anything to that picture. Well, now I'm going to have to say, if you want to hear somebody bashing on Trump, positive or negative, I guess, there's 3,000 other stations that are doing that. You go check in with them for all I care. I mean, I'd like you to stay here. I think I got some good things to say once in a while. But back to, look, when you have people that question, you've got to be ready for this. If you're a Christian that's into politics, or you're one that is a believer in Christ, and you don't want to get too political, but you also just don't want to let it go. You know, I got to be interviewed on a Christian talk show over the weekend, and we were talking about. They asked me a question. I'll get back to this in a minute, I promise. If you guys listen to the show for any period of time, you know how I like to take these little side streets. And I was asked if I thought that Christian parents have failed. And I said, I'm just going to paint with a broad brush and say yes. If you're not one of those Christian parents, you're the ones that are actually teaching, promoting, and helping your children, then I would say this isn't for you. But listen, if you want. If you're one of those Christian parents truly sold out to Christ, or so you say you are, and you're allowing your kids to be of the world, you got a problem. You got something to answer for. What I always say to people is this, you know, we're not supposed to conform to the world. We're supposed to be so far above it. We're supposed to pull it along with us, right?
We're supposed to pull people into the light. And I've heard so many Christian parents say to me, and I'll see if some of your ears tingle on this one, I don't want my kid to feel left out. Well, then you're 180 degrees from what the Bible says. Because Jesus tells us on a regular basis, you're going to be different. You're going to be left out. You're going to be hated for who you are. So if you teach your kids how to be strong, and I'm not talking about being spiritually hooky, you know, you're the guy running around or the girl running around all the time going, oh, praise Jesus, praise God, oh, that's all wonderful, everything's... That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the one that's solid in his walk with Christ, solid in his walk so that your kids are solid. They're not ashamed to be who they are. They're not ashamed to bless their food at school. Right? They're not ashamed not to use nasty language. They're not ashamed not to look at nasty pictures. Right? I mean, raise up your children the right way. Raise them up to be strong. I'm watching all these mothers out there patting their daughters on the shoulder, holding, I mean, little girls holding signs about their vaginas. But they don't even know how to spell it, let alone what it is. So you got these, you know, how proud they are that they'd come down here and walk. I saw Christian friends posting stuff about how proud they were as their little Christian girls were walking between two vagina costumes. In what turns out to be mostly a pro-abortion rally. How? How do you as a Christian? I mean, yeah, I'm judging. Too bad. I'll deal with it. How are you as a Christian? How do you explain that? Find me in the Bible where it says abortion is an okay thing. And then you've got your kids. You're dragging to... Now look, don't get me wrong. I'm all for women's rights. My wife and I are equals. We have different places in the body of Christ, and only Christians will understand that. She's not beneath me. The Bible says that woman was created from man. Now, every woman leftist just went out of their minds, but if you'd shut up and listen to the rest of it, right? She was taken, the rib was taken from his side, and she was made so that she could be by his side, so she could be his partner, his helpmate, one with him, and he with her. Where is the hatefulness in that? I'm just curious. Right? And I find it interesting that the left goes, females on the left go out of their minds when they hear stuff like that. But yet they can't tell you what's bad about it. And then any Christian female who speaks up in support of that kind of thing, well, she's just downtrodden. Right? We've just oppressed them. Religion is an oppressive thing. Let me tell you what. Now, it's going to get me in trouble, but I don't care. Most of the time, all right, I've been able to peg a Christian woman 99% of the time. You know how? By the smile on her face. By the peace in her face. By the joy on her face. Did you see that woman this weekend with the Alaska Airlines that was berating that? He wasn't even a Trump supporter. He was a Constitution supporter. He went to see this whole thing just unfold. Nasty looking woman. Hateful looking. Not sad looking. Hateful looking. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have gone that far off. Anyway, back to the inauguration ceremonies. You know, when it came to Washington taking, you know, being at Federal Hall, And taking that, I want you to envision that. I want you to envision that they were so in love with God's word. Yeah, founding fathers, get over yourselves. If you don't believe it, too bad. Go turn it somewhere else. Was so in love with God's word, so in awe of where God had brought them. These people had just fought the most powerful army on the face of the planet. Come on, think about this. They've gotten the French to come on there. I mean, you just got to think about what took place, right? That the Brits had the most powerful navy on the face of the planet. So anyway, here you had they had the Bible on a velvet pillow. And what did it need to be on a velvet? It didn't need to be on a velvet pillow.
But that's how much they loved and revered God's word. I know it's just a book, and it really is. It's right. I mean, for all intents and purposes, let's be honest about it. It's just a book. Okay? It's just pages, and there are words printed on those pages, but it's the words. It's like people forget about the flag. It's not the flag that we fight for. Right? It's not the flag that we get aggravated that when it gets lit up in flames. It's what it represents. It's what is so callously burned and rolled up and drugged through the trash. It's what it represents. And again, we're too far away from people that knew when that flag came around the corner during World War II and you know, World War I and some of the Korean conflicts and stuff like that. When they saw that American flag, there were a lot of people that said, oh my God, we've got a chance now. The Americans are here. We have a chance. We might make it out. Do you understand what that means? Do you have any people in your family? Now, look, I'm sorry we've done... I'm not sorry. It's just a negative part of our past. The Japanese internment camps, you know, slavery, whatever. You can lay it all out. Every country has their issues as they're growing. Their growing pains. Those are behind us. It's yesterday's news. I'm not interested in slavery anymore. Anyway. I don't know if I read this already, but 12 of the 13 colonies at the time required the use of the phrase when taking an oath, and the 13th colony required a declared belief in God just to hold office. Oh, my. And nobody fought it back then. Think about that. Right? Think about it. You had a state, and they were called in front of a Supreme Court judge. They were told you can't do that. You had to declare your belief and love in God to hold an office. Oh, my God. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping.
Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. We are back. You know, I don't know. There's one of those traveling songs, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. As you know, I'm on the back end of that, getting rid of that flu thing. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I honestly do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we're going to finish up on this Washington thing right now. And not that it's trivial, because it's really important. And as I was saying earlier, as a Christian, you guys, you're Christian parents. If you're not teaching your kids these things, if you're not teaching your kids the importance that Christianity has played in so many things, look, if we had our negative moments through the years, yeah, of course we have. Find me somebody who hasn't. Find me a group that has not. Okay? So, but lay the foundation for them. Let them know the things that people, truly true believers, have done in the name of Christ. Positive things that we've done in the name of Christ. Now, many of Washington's actions related to oath-taking come out of the Bible. I mean, a lot of these things come out of the Bible. Sometimes we just forget. You know, we don't have those people in our tribes, if you were to talk about tradition and how they come down. We just don't have them anymore. You know, for example, you know, God declared, I raised my hands in an oath. That's in Ezekiel 20:15, 23, 36. You guys can look up some of these yourself. I'm not going to give you a Bible lesson here. It's
Scripture further affirms that the Lord has sworn by his right hand, and that's in Isaiah. When God's people were instructed how to take an oath, they were told, you shall take oaths in his name. So that's where So Help Me God comes in. Right? I swear by all that's holy. For a Christian, all that's holy is the Word of God. And then through the years, you had American... This is, and the reason I'm telling you this stuff, the reason I want you to know this stuff, I don't want you to constantly be browbeat by atheists that keep telling you that religion has no place in politics or no place in government. Right? Some of the American founders repeatedly affirmed that oath-taking was a religious activity. It wasn't one... Look, our founding father said our Constitution was for a just people and religious people, believers of God. James Madison said, you know who James Madison is, right? Signer of the Constitution for some of those, about an oath, it's the strongest of religious ties. Hello. In our laws, by the oath which they prescribe, we appeal to the Supreme Being. So to deal with us hereafter, as we observe the obligation of our oaths, the pagan world were and are without the mighty influence of this principle, which is proclaimed in the Christian system. That's from Rufus King, signer of the Constitution. I started to say it before. You guys confuse me, you atheists. If you swear an oath, who are you swearing by? You? Hey, look, there's a lot of guys that pick your pocket before they're even done with the oath. Who are you truly swearing by? Who are you? Who scares you enough? You know, I have a little joke. My mother listens from time to time. She will appreciate this and get it. She used to make me swear on my grandmother because she would say to me, I know you'll lie on me, but I know you won't lie on your grandma. And she was right. Okay? It was just one of those freaky things. I don't know where I got it or why I believed that or why I thought something bad would happen to my grandmother. You know, like all kids, you're mad at your mother or your dad or whatever. Sometimes my grandma, no. Couldn't do that one. So she made me swear on my grandmother. If you're swearing on yourself, yes, I promise that I will uphold all the laws of the state because I'm going to get the best I can out of it. I don't care about you. But if you got an answer to a supreme being, you have to answer to God. I won't look at God someday and have him look at me and go, hey, I gave you all these opportunities. The heck did you do? You made me look like a fool. An oath is an appeal to God, the searcher of hearts, for the truth of what we say and always express our supposes and imprecation. I don't understand. Of his judgment upon us, that if we lie on an oath, therefore implies a belief in God and is provincial and indeed is an act of worship. That's according to John Witherspoon, another sign of the Declaration. John Adams said that the oaths in this country are as yet universally considered as sacred obligations. I can go on and on with this. I'm not going to beat you up with them. But I wanted you to hear what he had to say, what these guys had to say. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, I look at this and I'm telling you guys, we have 4 years of a fight in front of us. And it's going to be worse and it's going to be harder than it was under Obama. Because under Obama, they simply ignored us. Under Obama, they really didn't care what we had to say. They're not interested at all. Right? We were loons. We were right-wing loons. Nothing we said held any water. We were those religious, remember? Bible thumping, religious, whatever. Speaking of Bible thumping, I forgot about that. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible thumping white guy. You can find it on Amazon.com. You can find it at my on my website, TheRealSide.com. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible thumping white guy is my new book, and it's all about all those things we have been told that we're not allowed to say. We're not allowed to talk about. And I don't really care anymore. I just don't care anymore. If it needs to be said, I'm going to say it.
I'm not going to say it with nastiness and all that other stuff. I mean, I'm going to give you real, I give you real information in the book, how to push back, like I just did. If you're a Christian and you've been timid, you don't have to be in their face. But when somebody says to you that our founding fathers had no need for God, no want for God, didn't want religion mixed in with government, these are some of the things you need to be, really? Then why this? Then why that? Then why Thomas Jefferson? Look up for a guy that they tag with laying out the separation of church and state. There was a lot of confusion there. Because the man used to hold Sunday services, or he'd have Sunday services held in the federal building. He had the military bands playing hymns, godly hymns. Very confused, apparently. So I'm just trying to give you information. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You'll find that up on my website. If you buy it from my website, I'll sign it for you. And it's kind of weird and freaky to me. I don't see why anybody wants me to sign it. But if you want it, it's there. I'm more than happy to do it. If you buy it from Amazon.com, then what happens is you'll get it from them. You'll probably get it quicker, too. If you're an FI. And you can get a Kindle if you want a Kindle version. Also want to revisit David Fisher, is a supporter of the show, a sponsor of the show. He's with Landmark Capital. And he's willing to give you a free Morgan silver coin, okay? And the way you get the silver coin is really pretty simple. First of all, you got to have a job. You got to have two nickels to rub together. You can't be living in grandma's basement. You know what I'm saying? He's going to send you also a couple of white sheets he wants you to look at and understand. One is called the coming bail-in. Now, we've talked about that a dozen times on this show. How the government can kind of freeze some of your retirement funds to use to pay bills. And you can find out how to take your retirement fund in precious metals and have them in your hand without any kind of tax liability. You're not breaking the law or anything like that. You don't have to buy anything. You call them up at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or go to landmarkgold.com. You get more information there as well. But look, it's an 800 number, for God's sakes. It's free all the way around. You get a free coin, right? You'll get free white papers that'll help you figure out what's going on. I mean, seriously. Wake up. It's free. That's the word that turns my phone on, everybody. My iPhone, every time I say seriously, with a little oomph, Siri comes on and wants to know what I want. I think that's a flaw. Or you think it's the NSA checking up on me. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Again, grab the book, head up to the website, support the show, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones especially about it. I really would like that. That would be great. Just make them crazy every which way we can. I want them involved to the point where it just makes them nuts to even know that I'm on the air. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to find a pause the next story. All right, in the next hour, again, we're going to go back to some of the women's issues that are going on. What's coming up this weekend? You're going to have the pro-life women's march? I mean, seriously, can anybody figure this out? Where do you think it'll go? What do you think you're going to hear about it? Yeah, exactly, nothing. You're going to hear nothing. Remember, top of the hour, no, we're not we don't have to reset on Facebook, but tell your friends and loved ones about it. Send them over to Facebook. Show them what's going on. You know, again, we have to get this message out. You've got to not be afraid. You're going to have 4 years. No, you're going to be persecuted, but you got 4 years of having some support. 4 years of not worrying about being charged with a hate crime if you tell somebody this country is built on Judeo-Christian principles. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.